The CDC is still trying to defend last week's decision to lift most mask restrictions for fully vaccinated people. Director Rochelle Walensky spoke yesterday on ABC's This Week.
This is not permission for widespread removal of masks. For those who are vaccinated, it may take some time for them to feel comfortable removing their masks. These decisions have to be made at the jurisdictional level, at the community level.
The new CDC guidance does not have any specific advice for vaccinated parents with unvaccinated children, so there are still lots of questions. Let's try to dig into some of them with Dr. Emily Landon. She's an infectious disease specialist at the University of Chicago, also a mom. Dr. Landon, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure, we're glad to have you now. A lot of people were out this weekend for the first time making the choice to take the mask off because of these new rules from the CDC. Did you see any situations with masking in public that concerned you?
Actually, here in Chicago, the vast majority of people are still wearing masks. I think the city here has not come out with an expectation about what they're going to do with the local mask mandates. And so most people are still abiding by them, and most businesses still have their signs up saying that everyone's expected to wear a mask.
It's part of the reason it's confusing, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a little bit rushed. And I think another issue is that they didn't really include any, the CDC did not include any guidance about the evidence that is equally strong, just as strong as the evidence that the vaccine works really well. There's also great evidence that people who are unvaccinated or unprotected by their vaccine are much safer when both they and their contacts are wearing masks, which leaves politicians, decision makers, businesses in a really sticky situation.
And I think from what I can tell, based on a recent Twitter post that you made, this is kind of personal for you. You said that you do have rheumatoid arthritis. It's an autoimmune disease. You have been vaccinated, but you are also at higher risk. So what does this mean for people like you?
Yeah, so there are about 4 to 5% of American adults are immunocompromised in some way. That's based on data from 2016, and that percentage is probably higher now than it was then. Even fully vaccinated, we don't know enough about how well the vaccines protect people like me, people with cancer, people with other autoimmune diseases, people who have any sort of immunodeficiency like HIV or AIDS. And so we're scrambling to gather as much information as we can. So far, what we know is that those who've undergone a transplant or who are actively receiving chemotherapy that makes their white count low do not get any benefit from the vaccine and probably need to be considered the same as an unvaccinated individual, but they should still be vaccinated in the hopes that it provides some background help.
I also mentioned that you're a mom. You have a 12-year-old, and the CDC director didn't directly answer a question yesterday about whether it's safe for unvaccinated children to be in crowded places such as grocery stores, even in a mask, when it's possible that there are unvaccinated maskless people there as well. So what do you think about that? What should parents be doing?
Yeah, I mean, I have to tell you, it's a bit of a slap in the face as a parent and as an immunocompromised individual, knowing that the data is much, much stronger. If my child, who's had his first dose of vaccine, but it'll be about 5 weeks before he's fully vaccinated, and myself, that we are safer if both we are masked and the other people around us are masked. And without that extra sort of, and it's not just extra, it's actually really important to protecting us to have the people around us masked as well, especially if they're unvaccinated. It's a really difficult decision to make about what places we can and cannot go. I'm just not sure, but Trader Joe's took away their mask mandate. They're right next to me on the ground floor of the building next door, but I'm not going there for my groceries now.
I have just about a minute here left with you. You know, we're hearing about some breakthrough infections. The New York Yankees said yesterday that yet another staff member has tested positive for COVID. All 9 had been fully vaccinated with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. 7 of them were asymptomatic. How concerned should we be about breakthrough infections like this as masks start to come off for many people?
Well, breakthrough infections are very real. We expect up to 10% of individuals who are fully vaccinated and with normal immune systems to develop breakthrough infections. That's what 90 to 95% efficacy means. The great news is that for the vast majority of those people, the infection will be mild to nothing and probably won't even result in transmission. That is some of the evidence that is underlying the CDC's recommendation. And that's great for fully vaccinated individuals who are in contact with other fully vaccinated individuals. But I think the issue with the Yankees is that there's some chance that there was some transmission from a fully vaccinated individual with a symptomatic infection. And that's where I think we need the data's good, but I wouldn't say it's settled science.
All right, let's leave it right there for now. Dr. Emily Landon, infectious disease specialist at the University of Chicago, thank you so much.
Thank you.